Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. Time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we'll talk with Jeff Harrington, director of the Bloomington Summer High School Basketball League. Nicole Cardano-Hillary is going back to Spain to play pro basketball. IU Track and Field wraps up the NCAA Championships. We will have our high school scoreboard update, and we'll look ahead to the week around the state of Indiana. So let's talk sports. We will start with Nicole Cardano-Hillary, who signed to play pro basketball in her home country of Spain. Cardano-Hillary will play in Doncita, San Sebastian. The Madrid native played 2 years at Indiana University and 3 seasons at George Mason. She scored 2,343 career points, 232 career three-pointers, shot 72.7% from the free throw line, and 327 steals. She was George Mason's all-time leading scorer, a 2018-19 Atlantic 10 Player of the Year, 2017-18 Atlantic 10 Rookie of the Year, and 3 times Atlantic 10 All-Selection. At IU, 2022 All-Big 10 Second Team, All-Defensive Team, and All-Big 10 Tournament Team. She had 72 steals in the 2021-22 season, which ranks all-time and second in the Big Ten. She also led the Hoosiers to 2 NCAA Sweet 16 appearances and an Elite 8 appearance. She joins Alexa Goulbe as the second Hoosier to sign with a Spanish team. Goulbe will play with defending league champions in Salamanca. Indiana University Track and Field wrapped up the 2021-22 season with the NCAA Championships in Eugene, Oregon last Thursday through Saturday. Paola Fernandez-Sola finished 14th in the long jump and was second-team All-American. Maddie Pollard finished 16th in the shot put, second-team All-American. Sean Mockler, 16th in the hammer throw, second-team All-American. Jaden Ulrich was 17th in the shot put. She did not finish in the discus after a foul on her first throw. Mahogany Jenkins was 20th in the high jump and earned honorable mention All-American honors. Bloomington North grad and Illinois State redshirt senior Logan Calvin finished 6th in the shot put and earned first-team All-American honors. The NCAA Track and Field Championships bring the 2021-22 IU Athletic School year to a close. Indiana University softball will play in the 2023 Tax Act Clearwater Invitational February 16th through 19th in Clearwater, Florida. The 16-team field includes Alabama, Arizona, Florida State, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi State, Nebraska, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, University of Central Florida, UCLA, University of South Florida, and Virginia Tech. The games will be played at the Eddie Moore Softball Complex and will be televised across the ESPN family of networks. The Indianapolis Colts signed offensive tackle Jason Spriggs, who played at IU from 2012 to 15 and played high school football at Concord and Elkhart, Indiana. Spriggs was drafted 48th in the second round by the Green Bay Packers in 2016 and played there till 2019. He played with the Chicago Bears in 2020 before signing with the Atlanta Falcons in 2021. He has played 59 career games and started 10 and has recovered 2 fumbles. High school sports time. Let's check the local high school scoreboard. In boys golf, Bloomington South wins the sectional at Cascades Golf Course, hosted by Bloomington North. The Panthers scored 293, and Landon Happy Gilmore wins the individual title, shooting a 70. Bedford North Lawrence was second with 318, Bloomington North third with 325, which all advanced to the regional. Edgewood was seventh with 366. Bloomington South went on to win the regional at Champions Point Golf Course, hosted by Providence. The Panthers scored 292, Silver Creek was second with 304, and Jasper third with 306, and all advanced to the state finals. Bedford North Lawrence finished 10th, and Bloomington North finished 12th with 338. The state finals are tomorrow and Wednesday at Prairie View Golf Club in Carmel. The softball state finals were held at Purdue University Friday and Saturday. In Class 1A Friday, Tecumseh beat South Central Union Mills 11-5, giving Tecumseh their fourth state title. In Class 3A, South Bend St. Joseph's beat Tri-West 1-0 in 9 innings. It's the first state title for South Bend St. Joseph's. On Saturday in Class 2A, Eastside beat North Posey 2-1 for Eastside's second state title. And in Class 4A, Roncalli beat Harrison West Lafayette 16-0. The Royals win back-to-back state championships, completes a 33-0 season, and it's the fifth ever unbeaten state championship and the first since South Putnam did it in Class 2A in 2012. Roncalli has a 46-game winning streak, second only to Lake Central with 47 in 2004 and 2005. The baseball state finals are set for this Friday and Saturday at Victory Field in Indianapolis. Friday at 5:30 in Class 2A, it will be Centerville against Ileana Christian. Centerville beat Linton 6-5. Ileana Christian beat Wapahani 6-0 in the semi-state. In Class 3A at 8 o'clock, it will be Brebeuf Jesuit and Andran. Brebeuf beat Silver Creek 2-0, and Andran beat Newcastle 12-1. Saturday in Class 1A at 4:30, it will be Tecumseh and Lafayette Central Catholic. Tecumseh beat Shackamack 12-3, and Lafayette Central Catholic beat South Central Union Mills 9-4. And in Class 4A, Indianapolis Cathedral and Penn at 8 o'clock. Cathedral beat Columbus East 13-7, and Penn beat Zionsville 4-2. That is a look at our high school scoreboard. When we come back, we will talk with Jeff Harrington, director of the Bloomington Summer High School Basketball League. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Did you know that 1 in 59 people are diagnosed with autism and 78% of them also have a co-occurring mental health condition? This is why the world should pay more attention to autism. If you know nothing about autism, it is time to be educated about this extremely significant topic. Everyone should have at least a tiny bit of knowledge about this topic, so people like me can be in society just like you. Be part of the solution by visiting AutismRocksAndRolls.com. There you will find important information as well as a link to my podcast. Check out AutismRocksAndRolls.com.
Hi, this is New York Jets offensive lineman and IU grad Dan Feeney. You're listening to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. He is in his 16th year as director of the Bloomington High School Basketball Summer League at Twin Lakes Rec Center on the west side. Jeff Harrington is my guest. Jeff, it is a pleasure to have you. Thank you for taking the time to join me. I know it is a busy time of year for you as we get summer basketball rolling.
I appreciate it, Nick. It's great to be here. Fire away with the questions. I'll give you everything I got.
Well, we are in our 16th year of the Bloomington Summer League. You started this thing, founded this thing. So what made you decide to get involved in summer basketball and keep a summer league right here in the city?
Well, basically, when I moved back from Valparaiso in 2007, Atlanta, my ex-wife, was coaching at Bloomington North, and we were looking for something to do. This is all in the time frame when it went to team basketball in June. So we kind of brainstorm put this together and got 8 high school girls teams, and it basically just went from there. And the next year I added boys teams, and now this year in year 16 we've got 22 boys teams and 9 girls teams. So it's really blown up, and it's been a lot of fun for everybody involved. It's really a family type thing that we've put together, and hopefully we put a good product out there for everybody.
I know the local schools, Bloomington North, Bloomington South, Edgewood, Lighthouse Christian are all involved, but you've been able to draw teams from all over Southern Indiana and even teams north of Indianapolis, because I remember Jen Anderson, former IU women's basketball player, came down here with Westfield when she was playing.
Right. So some of the teams we've got this year, like you said, North, South, Edgewood, Owen Valley, but Martinsville, Danville's coming down, North Davies, Linton, North Utero South, Vincennes, Lincoln, Coach Mahurin's coming back, Bloomfield, Shoals, Eminence, Trinity Lutheran, Shackamack, Mitchell, Eastern, WRV, South Putnam, and Hauser. So, I mean, just a tremendous, from 1A to 4A, a lot of good schools and a lot of great coaches and really good players. On the girls' side, South, North, Edgewood, Owen Valley, Shoals, Orleans, B&L, C team, and then Eastern and LCA. So some really good teams that you'll see on the girls' side as well.
Summer basketball, of course, has taken off. Like you mentioned, the AAU season stops in June. It is all high school basketball. Why do you think that June has been the biggest month for summer league?
Well, it's team-oriented, obviously, but the thing for me, and one of the reasons I really put it together, is all these coaches and schools, they understand and they know who their top one, two, or three players are. What the league is really for and about is to get those kids that are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the rotational players, the glue guys, the glue girls, the people that can really help a program sustain longevity and really be, you know, culture kids. Those kids, 4th grade, that's what I was when I was in high school. I wasn't the better player. I was the glue guy, the role player. And that's what I really like about this, is because you see these kids, they really get a whole extra season in June, because they can play, you know, 20, 30 games, whatever their coach decides they want to do. But in our league, we put it together and they don't play the same team twice. So you've got all these different teams and I put it together kind of old school on a grid. And we all play each other variety of nights, obviously on Mondays and Wednesdays in June. And it works out great. But like I said, I really put it together for those kids that are trying to make a name for themselves, get in the rotation and show the coach what they can do when the lights turn on in the wintertime.
One of the teams you have, of course, is North Davies, 1A state champions this year. They were to go up to 2A. They actually got the IHSAA to approve them to go to 3A this year. And they started off the summer league with a bang, playing Class 3A Northview. Of course, a team that you're all familiar with, Jeff, of course, with Northview and Edgewood being in the same conference. You talked that North Davies won that game big time. Of course, Jalen Mullen is one of the guys that leads North Davies, a junior all-star, and definitely going to be one of the topics of conversation for Indiana all-star his senior season.
Yeah, he's a great kid, too. I got to know him. He goes down, and my son Parker plays at Oakland City, and Jalen's one of the guys they're recruiting heavily, and he's down there, you know, talking to different players and parents, and he's a better kid off the floor than he is on the floor, and he's a tremendous player. He's growing into his body and just a real leader on the floor. Had a great game Monday night against Northview. He was going up against Drew Cook of Northview, and like I said, Coach Dalrymple brought his guys up there, and they looked the part. They were very, very impressive. They got up and down the floor, put about 80 points up on the board, and it was a lot of fun to watch. But Jalen's the star of that team, as everyone knows, and he's, like I said, he's a great kid.
You've also got J.K. Roberts of Bloomington North with the Cougars, and Joey Hart of Linton, two other kids that are Indiana Junior All-Stars, definitely in the conversation for next year. I'm sure one of the other things about the summer league is some of these teams don't see these teams during the regular season. So it's a great chance for these teams like a North Davies, a Northview, a Linton, a Bloomington North to get to see each other in the summer.
It is. And I put a special shout out to my buddy Lance Ringler, who puts the officials together for me. If I didn't have Lance putting together guys that, and we've got guys refereeing for us that have done state finals, semi-states, regionals, sectionals. I mean, we've got high level officials that take it serious, show up on time, stay late, work with the kids, work with the coaches, and it's really, really good all the way around. So we run 3-man crews on the big games if we need to. We think it's going to get a little too physical, and it's just great. But Lance does a great job for me, and I'll give him a shout-out. Just really appreciate his effort for the Bloomington Summer League over all these years. Like you were talking about JQ and Joey Hart, they're going to play next week in the Summer League when Linton comes up, and that'll be an outstanding game. And for the people that want to come and watch, we play at 6, 7, 8, and 9 on Mondays and Wednesdays, the first 3 weeks in June, and it's $5 to get in. That's it. So I don't overcharge at the door. I just got to, you know, pay the bills and make sure everybody gets out of there in good shape. But it's a tremendous opportunity to get up close and personal, watch these kids, a lot of actually some autographs, some pictures being taken afterwards, things like that. But whenever these coaches, and I'm really, really appreciative of the coaches locally that bring their teams in and bring their really solid, excellent players and student athletes in there, I'm very appreciative of them bringing them and the community for supporting this over the last 16 years.
The Twin Lakes Rec Center, of course, is the home to the Bloomington Summer League. It has been since the beginning. You got five courts going at once. How monumental is it just to have a facility like that here in town where you're not playing at the schools, you're just playing in a neutral setting and everybody's together at once?
Yeah. Well, Mark Sterner, who runs the facility over there, is a good friend of mine, and he's done a great job for many, many years over there. And it's great what his staff does in terms of helping me out. They've got everything set up and ready to go. When I get there an hour early when I get off work, being BSN Sports, and I get there, everything's already set up, ready to go. And Mark helps with everything. They clean everything up when it's done. I'm there from start to finish. You know, Mark is always on speed dial if we need him. And his staff is outstanding. So I can't thank the city enough, Twin Lakes and Mark and his staff. It's been great.
And of course, you also have kids that run the scoreboards, do the clock, you know, keep the stats, doing all that stuff. You mentioned North and Linton playing soon. What are some of the other big games coming up?
Terre Haute South is obviously a good matchup for teams with their athleticism and their pressing style. Bloomfield does a really good job. JB does an excellent job with his kids running the motion offense in the summer and really putting pressure defense on people. You know, Coach Spear and Coach Holmes are bringing North and South over, which will be great. You know, I can't wait to see those guys play next week. Shoals and Bryson Abel, who was a good family friend of ours for many, many years, he brings Shoals up. They play more games than anybody else in the league. They'll play anybody, anytime, anywhere, and they get after it and grind it out and do the best they can. Hauser and Trent Moorhead are going to come over. Trent just got the job at Hauser this year. He's a former Edgewood assistant and the brother of Brad Moorhead. So it'll be interesting to see his team come over. Just looking down on the list here, Mitchell will show tomorrow night. Mitchell will be up for the first time. And we've got Eastern Green and Coach Hudson back this year, which is great. So a lot of really good, hard-nosed kids playing in the league. Great defense, help side defense, man-to-man defense. You rarely will see a zone in this league at all. We do 20-minute running halves, so it's a lot of time. So a lot of these leagues and AAU things that you go to, they run 14, 16, or 18-minute halves, and I don't do that. I give 20 minutes, and we run, and we go, and we try to get as many possessions as possible, and it's really worked out well. But the matchups are really, really good coming up, and I encourage people to come out and see some of these local stars.
In the 16 years that you've ran this, I know you've reached out to so many coaches around the state, around Southern Indiana. Kind of toot your own horn a little bit, Jeff. What makes you think they come back every year?
I've been in sales my whole life, and I just say it. I say it once, say it twice, third time, say it with a pile driver. That's kind of the motto. And we just simply, we kill them with kindness, and we try to do the best we can to get them in the door. We've got, like I said, quality officials, a quality facility over there. We get good teams in there, and people usually don't have to travel too far. And it's just worked out really well. I've been very blessed with the coaches that have come back. And like I said, I've set the same prices for 16 years. So everyone knows what to expect. They know that we're going to put on a good product for them in terms of officials, facilities, having everything set up and running things on time. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. People think it looks like it would be easy and they could do it. There's a reason why there's not a lot of these leagues that are run correctly, because it does take a lot of time, effort, and you have to have a great support staff, which I do. My family is fantastic at this, because if you go, you know, you'll see my mom and sister at the gate taking the entry fees. So it's great there for them. Like I said, Mark Sterner and his staff and Lance and the officials, and we just kind of, you know, make it work. It's there's not a lot of tooting horns on this deal. It's a grinded out type of thing. We love it. It's a labor of love, and we look forward to doing it for many years to come.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Jeff Harrington after this quick timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service.
Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Hi, this is Bloomington North girls swimming head coach Taylor McGregor. You're listening to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, Jeff Harrington. 16 years the director of the Bloomington High School Basketball Summer League at Twin Lakes Recreation Center on the west side of Bloomington. Jeff, of course, we were talking about how it's a labor of love. You played high school basketball at Edgewood. Your son, Parker, graduated a couple years ago. He's at Oakland City University playing basketball. Your daughter, Caden, played basketball, volleyball, and tennis at Edgewood going into her senior year. Your dad ran the clock for games at Assembly Hall for many years before just retiring. So you've been around the game your whole life. And I'm sure for you, like you said, labor of love, and it's, you know, and you're going to keep doing it for as long as you can.
Yeah. I mean, you just mentioned that stuff. I mean, I'm a real family oriented guy. You know, you can't have better parents and a sister that I've had growing up. Just having the family there with me all the way is one of the reasons why I moved back in 2007. It's been great. And to grow up in a college town like Indiana University, you know, Bloomington is just, it's unbelievable the advantages that you have to try to get into sports and get into entertainment and do things like this. And the facilities in the area, the people in the area, the community supports everything. It's been fantastic. And, you know, you mentioned my kids, they're doing well. I appreciate you mentioning them. You know, Parker's doing a really good job down at Oakland City. He's working really hard. Caden, in terms of volleyball and tennis, she's working hard. She's a really good student and looking forward to her getting on with her academic career after her senior year. So, like I said, family-oriented guy, very blessed, very lucky. I'll keep doing this as long as people will have me.
And, of course, I got to announce both Parker and Caden's games for Edgewood when we were doing games for Smithville Sports. So it was always a pleasure. They're both great kids. Always enjoyed getting to watch them play as well. On the girls' side, during the season, how many games do you get to go see a year? I know with Caden not playing basketball this past season, you probably don't get to as many games. But how many games have you gotten to in the last year or two?
Well, watching Parker play, we went to every one of his games but two. So we put a lot of miles on the SUV last year watching him. And then obviously with Caden and the volleyball, you know, we didn't miss any of the high school events and then all of her club stuff. So she's actually going to Chicago this weekend and Orlando next week, and then she'll be done with her club season. So we put a lot of miles on there. But to answer your question, I get to a few games. I try to go with Lance as much as I can and watch him referee whenever I can get out with him. But try to support all the local teams best I can. And then with my new job with BSN Sports as a sales pro in the Bloomington area, I'll be going to even more games, supporting our coaches and our schools, and just trying to be a face for the organization at those particular games. So I look forward to it.
You mentioned BSN Sports. That's your new job. Just explain what they do and what your role is.
Well, they're one of the sponsors for the Summer League, which is great. My boss, Bob Kaiser, who's from Lawrence North, played football at Indiana several years ago, and he's just a great guy, and he's sponsoring the league for us this year. But yeah, I'm a sales pro based in Bloomington. I have Indiana and DePaul University, the two colleges I have, and then I have 15 local high schools within a one-hour radius, and it's the largest team sports dealer in the country based in Dallas, and they sell everything from nacho cheese all the way up to building a weight room or an extra gym on a facility. So, and, you know, uniforms, hard goods, soft goods, anything in between, we've got it all. And it's a great opportunity for me, because in owning Select Sports Outfitters in the past and doing some things like that, I was always looking for back-end business help and things that people couldn't see. I needed more help on the back end. Now with a larger company, I've got that back end business help and things have been really, really good so far. So yeah, if you see me out there and you need anything, please track me down.
Have you had a favorite moment from all your years doing the summer league?
You know, it's like I said, it's we've had a lot of great players. We had Paul Scruggs play one time who from Southport that went to Xavier. We had Indiana Elite come down one time and bring one of their, it was a 15U team, and they played up against varsity level competition. They had a 7-footer, bunch of good guards and things like that. That was really, really interesting. But for me, like I said earlier, it's for those guys that are the glue guys, the grunt guys, guys and girls rather, that really trying to make a name for themselves. They get the nervous jitters out of their system. They understand what they need to work on over the summer. You can put things on film now, obviously. Coaches can show them, work on it in their practices. And then by the time, you know, fall rolls around, hopefully they're bigger, stronger, faster. They understand the speed of the game and they can help fill a role or a spot on their team. So to me, that's what it's all about. Those kids, you know, 4 through 8, trying to fill those roles. That's what it's all about.
In the past, summer league basketball was not always publicized at the schools. Do you have a website that fans can go to see the schedule and know when the games are?
I don't, but I have a small little blurb on Facebook periodically, but it's just such a close-knit thing that when people call, I just text out the schedule or I send it out to them on email. But doing this obviously is going to help. And I'll try to, as time goes on, I'll try to get bigger with the social media aspect of it to make sure that more people know.
Now, it's a 3-week, of course, season. The last week in June is usually kind of a dead period for the IHSAA. And, of course, with schools going later, has that affected things?
Usually the first week. So when we played on the 6th, that was a lot of teams' first practice. So a lot of these guys came in Monday night the 6th and were, you know, saying, hey, we just practiced for 2 hours this morning. I don't know what you're going to get. I don't know what you're going to see. But your better players have been playing AAU. And there was really some pretty good basketball last week. I was very, very happy with how everybody conducted themselves, from the coaches, the players, the parents. Everybody was in line and did what they needed to do, kept things in perspective. But there was some good hard-nosed play, some good shooting, and it's fun to watch. It really is.
Who are the teams that fans should watch besides, of course, North Davies? I know we've mentioned Bloomington North and Linton have good teams. Who are some of the other teams that you think will make an impact? You mentioned Dave Mehurin, former Edgewood coach, is now back with Vincennes Lincoln. What do you expect out of his team?
They're going to run and gun, and they're going to play hard defense. I can promise you that. And, you know, he's going to be playing in a couple shootouts and a couple other little small leagues, and then he'll be at our event. So his guys ought to be, you know, rounding into shape when they come down to the league the last week of June. But I tell you, the two teams I'm really looking forward to, I like to see Kip's team at Martinsville play and then Coach Barber's team at Danville. Long, lean, athletic teams that really play hard, play great team defense, shoot the ball well. Kip runs the chin offense, and it's very, very difficult to guard, hard to scout. Even if you know what they're going to do, it's hard to guard. And it kind of lulls you to sleep. So it's really interesting for fans to watch different offenses, different defenses, different philosophies on how coaches want to go at it. It's a good time. But I'm really looking forward to watching Martinsville and Danville play.
With 5 games going on at once, I'm sure you're just moving all over the place all night long. So for you, what's kind of your typical night through the summer league? Just take me through what you're kind of when you get there and what you do throughout all the games.
Honestly, the work is basically done months prior to it. So I start just as soon as the season is over for the boys. Same thing with the girls. I start firing off emails, text messages, things like that. So to put everything together really takes about 90 days to get everybody committed, confirmed, and put everything into certain slots that need to be there. So you're doing all your work in you know, March, April, May. That's when you're doing all your work. When June rolls around, obviously you better have everything buttoned up and ready to go. So it is, and I get there about an hour early. I stay about an hour late when it's over. But while the games are going on, I'm simply just walking around, making sure that I see everything that needs to go on correctly. If we have any kind of attitudes or issues or things like that, I'm always there to address those. Just making sure my mom and sister have everything they need at the gate, making sure the officials have water between breaks and timeouts, halftime, things like that. Making sure people at the scorer's table are doing what they need to do. And if there's any issues or problems, I'm there to make sure that I'm there and people know if there's an issue or a problem, boom, they're going to come to me, because very few people are going to come to you and tell you, great job. You know that. So they're only going to come to gripe. But for the most part, we have a great group of people that, you know, really are appreciative of what we offer and the product that we put on the floor. So it's been great.
Well, Jeff, I thank you very much for the time. Congratulations on all your success. 16 years of the Bloomington Summer League underway at the Twin Lakes Recreation Center on the west side of Bloomington. Go check them out. Jeff, again, congratulations. Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it and good luck.
Thank you, Nick. We'll see you out there.
My thanks to Jeff Harrington for being my guest this week. The Bloomington Summer League is in action this evening and Wednesday at Twin Lakes Recreation Center starting at 6 o'clock. Well, this week around the state of Indiana, the Indianapolis Indians are at Gwinnett for a six-game series starting tomorrow going through Sunday. Indy 11 women's soccer team at Kingshammer FC tomorrow at 7 hosts Racing Louisville Friday at 7. The Indiana Fever hosts Phoenix Wednesday at 7 and Chicago at 3 p.m. Bloomington Speedway is in action this Friday honoring Kevin the Pup Huntley with racing starting at 7:30 p.m. The Indy 11 are at Colorado Springs Saturday at 9 o'clock on WNDY 23. And the Indiana Cutters host the Kentucky Cardinals this Saturday night in Martinsville High School. Thank you for joining us this evening. And thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.